Today in Rome, FAO member countries have endorsed a global action plan to stop the escalating degradation of soils. The Global Soil Partnership has endorsed a series of action plans at its plenary assembly in order to safeguard soil resources, which provide the basis for global agricultural production. According to experts, urgent action is required to improve the health of the world's limited soil resources. Here to explain more is Ronald Vargas, soil expert with FAO. Mr. Vargas, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.
The Global Soil Partnership has endorsed a series of action plans at its plenary assembly in Rome today. What are the main points in this action plan?
Well, in the Global Soil Partnership, we have five pillars of action. First pillar is related to sustainable soil management. Second pillar is related to education, technical cooperation, and investment on soils. The third pillar is related to targeted soil research. Pillar four addresses soil information enhancement. And pillar five, harmonization. So each of these has its own plan of action, recommending the establishment of global programs for promoting sustainable soil management, soil conservation, and also addressing the restoration of degraded soils.
And what is the current state of soil resources in the world?
That's indeed one of the activities that our Intergovernmental Technical Panel on Soil is addressing. They are working on the first ever Status of World Soil Resources report that will be launched on the 5th of December 2015. So with this report, we will be able to respond precisely to your question. However, in the meantime, with the data and information available, there are estimates that around 33% of our global soils are already under degradation. And that's, of course, of concern, because 33% is quite a lot.
Are those soils lost to us?
Well, depending on the extent and severity of the degraded soils, there are techniques that can help us to do two functions: rehabilitate those degraded soils or restore the degraded soils. Restore is more demanding and takes a long time. For instance, I will give you an example. In Iceland, Iceland is a country with a very long tradition. They have the oldest soil conservation service in the world. And according to their experiments, for instance, in order to restore, meaning to completely reverse degradation and have the soils with all the functions that it has before, it takes between 50 to 100 years. And the cost, they calculated that an hectare of restored soils will cost around 1,300 euros per hectare. Okay? So for some people, the cost will not be so high, but don't forget that we are talking about ecosystems and not only small farms. So it is quite expensive to take this action, but especially it takes quite a long time investment.
And is there a way to reverse these trends of soil degradation? If so, what is needed?
The pillars of action of the Global Soil Partnership and now its plans of action are aimed to address this issue of pervasive degradation, starting from policies, but going also into actions in the field.
And next year has been declared the International Year of Soil by the United Nations. Why does soil need to be a priority issue?
With the current trends in terms of population growth and demands, we will put more pressure on soils. So if we are already saying that 33% of the soils are degraded, and we will require to provide more food, fiber, fuel, and other ecosystem services, it means that we will put further pressure to the rest of soils that are still under functioning. That means that we will need to take seriously, otherwise we will not be able to cope with the demands of the growing population and the trends of how, due to mismanagement or unsustainable management practices, this soil cannot fulfill all these functions anymore.